Okay, so just so you all know, I'm calling this meeting to order and we are recording. I do have two changes to the agenda, actually corrections. 4.1 is a class cap only and we're pulling that from the agenda. Peter has not had a chance to see it yet because it got screwed up in the process. And then on 6.3, Biology 211, the prerequisite that were that was validated was 107, not 201.
Right.
So if you'll make those changes. Okay. So thank you all for joining us. Thank you for being a part of our Zooming. And Lisa just said that Peter sent out an email that says we're all going to stay this way for the rest of the semester. So I guess we'll have time to get used to it. So on this agenda, it says minutes, none. But we do have minutes to approve. Is that an error, Reba?
No, look. See, my agenda says minutes from February 27th.
Yeah, I have two. I have February 27th and March 12th on the agenda on the Teams, in the files, the agenda.
Okay, so I printed this from the email. So, okay, so can I please get a motion? And we're going to type in motion. If you want to make a motion, type the word motion. Can I get a motion for the February 27th minutes? And I've got Lisa and Krista. Okay, any discussion regarding the February 27th meeting minutes? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the February 27th meetings, please write yes in your chat box. Two, three, four, five. Hi, Richard.
Hold on, because I can't get my chat box to work yet.
You did. You wrote in there.
No, I did not.
Joe didn't write in there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Richard, not Joe.
So I'm counting eight. Debbie, is that how many we have? I just want to make sure. Eight members. Yes. Is what I'm saying.
We have eight members besides you, me, and Natasha and Trish.
Okay.
Me down for approval. I can't get the chat to work.
Okay. All right. So Joe is a yes, please, Reba.
Yes.
Okay. 3.2, the minutes from March 12th, 2020. Can I please get a motion? Scott Jones motion and Krista second. Discussion on the minutes from March 12th. Any issues?
Those are the ones that we need to make a correction on. The respiratory therapy was on there twice as 90. It should be a 90 and then a 91. I can't remember which number that was.
Okay.
It was the one that was regarding Todd's email.
Yes. Okay. Let me see if I can do this. I can't get to this. Let me see. Hold on a second.
I'll bring up the minutes.
Oh, good. Thank you. I can't get to them. And then can you scroll down so we can see? Can you guys all see this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yes. So what happened is on respiratory therapy, we deactivated two courses. One was 90 on 6.26 and 91 on 6.27. But there was an error made on the minutes. They both were put down as 90. So we're going to go ahead and correct the second 90 to say 91.
Okay.
Any other issues? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of approving, please write yes. And Joe, give your verbal.
Okay.
I'm showing that. Is Joe still on? There he is.
He's muted.
Okay.
Debbie, you can unmute him.
I know.
I don't see him muted.
I don't see him muted either. It's just video.
Oh, yeah, he's not muted.
Joe, can you give a verbal yes?
Yeah, well, I don't know what was just discussed. My screen blanked out for a bit. And now
okay. Well, what we'll do is we made an adjustment on the minutes. There was, approved deactivation for respiratory therapy 90 and 91, but on the minutes it said 90 and 90. So we're correcting the second 90 to show 91.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, So let's move on then from the minutes to, we had a consent agenda 4.1, but we pulled that. So we are moving on to action items. There are no course substitution forms. So we are going to 6.1, Public Health Science ADT. Can I please get a motion?
Oh, Leslie's on.
Okay, Jackie, Lisa has the first and Jackie has the second. Any discussion? Hi, Leslie.
No.
I know. Is there any issues regarding this degree? Hearing none?
None.
All in favor, please say yes on your chat. Any opposition? Okie dokie. Thank you very much. Okay, so we're going to 6.2, veterinarian assistance, a certificate deactivation. Can I get a motion, please? Scott has the first. Lisa has the second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please write yes. Any opposition? Okay, thank you. So we're going to 6.3, it's biology 211. The prerequisite has been updated. It was, it says on the agenda biology 201, but it's supposed to be biology 107. So can I please get a motion for this? Lisa Harvey, Krista as the first, Lisa as the second. Any discussion?
Do you want me to talk or do you want me to chat? A talk. So there are some concerns with this prereq being changed to only have those two courses in there. I think Diane reached out to you, Lisa, or attempted to reach out to you about those concerns. Did you get a chance to get a hold of her?
I did, but she didn't email me back.
Okay, awesome. So I guess the concerns were just, we've been, you know, Bio 211 is part of our RN program, which is our most sought after degree on campus. So in the past couple years, we've always been advising you could take Bio 100 or Bio 107. So we have this change effective for fall. All those students we've been advising for the past year will now have to go back and take Bio 107 in order to get into anatomy when we've been advising them to take 100 or 107. So we're
I don't see any real issue with that. As I told Diane, I said it has to go into effect sometime, and this is going to affect students no matter what. So the thing that has to be done is through the admissions or whatever, through Greta, is to let them know that anyone who's already taken 100 will be accepted, but after fall, from then on, we're only going to take 201 and 107. So if they've already taken 100, they'll be accepted into the class. So we're not putting anybody behind.
But is there not a way that we could make this effective next fall and then start our changing and advising? And that gives us a year to do that. And it also could have the ability to then be put on the iGETSI form, because currently Bio 107 is not on iGETSI, only Bio 100.
Well, you know, we want these students to be able to be as effective as possible. So if we're waiting another year, that's another year's worth of students who are going to be affected by not being able to pass these classes. The reason we're doing this is because our 107 students are the students who are passing. Our 100 students are the students who are not passing, and they're going back and having to take 107 over again, even to be able to pass. So we want to try to get these students through and to be able to be successful.
Right, I just see it in the best interest of students to give us time to redo all of our forms, because our information already went out to all the high schools. So all high school seniors who are wanting to get into this are under now the assumption that they are going to take Bio 100 and they're going to be okay with that. So now we have to go back to the 1,000+ students and then communicate, do not take Bio 100. It doesn't give us enough time to address the needs.
So you aren't going to be able to do this in an 8-month period?
It's not
going to take a year and 8 months?
It's not just an 8-month period, though. We have to go back out. If you give us a year to redo everything and re-articulate that message to students that you can only take 100 or 107 or 201, you're not putting anyone at a disadvantage.
Yes, but we are putting people at a disadvantage. We're continuing to disadvantage the students that take Bio 100 who are going to then try to get into 211 and not succeed. And I'm going to do that for another 4 semesters or 5 semesters. The department doesn't agree with that.
Okay. I just hope that, you know, there's some kind of coordination between admissions and records, biology, counseling. And so that moving forward, we're not just given this change in prereqs to our biggest program. And then we have to sit here and scramble because the department made a decision and we have to sit here and communicate that to thousands of students.
Well, Diane can contact me and let me know what kind of coordination she'd like to see.
Okay. Any other comments?
This is Scott. I kind of agree with Lisa on this. We got to do it sometime. And, you know, I'm kind of with her on, you know, not waiting, you know, a year and a half before it goes into effect. You know, it's plenty of time for them that if they're, you know, looking at, you know, taking the other biology, 107, if they've already had 100, they got time to do that. And, you know what I mean, to beef themselves up for the entrance, you know, into this, because I'm totally with her on, you know, these people need to be prepared for these high level classes, the 200.
That's also where equity should be coming in though, right? And addressing your needs through tutoring, extra services. If they're recognizing Bio 107 students, whatever that population looks like, shouldn't they be stepping in and providing those services?
Well, that would be great, but I don't know who they are who are going to provide those services, because we haven't had tutors in years. We've asked for them over and over again and they don't exist.
I think okay. That would be Amy, Azula, and Malia.
Yeah, and we've talked to Amy in length, and we still don't have tutors.
Okay. Any other comments?
Yeah, are you going to come back and look at 107 and try to get that UC articulated so it gets on a GETSI?
That would be great, yes.
And I, from what I believe, Pam does that. By the way, Pam just texted me. She was at the eye doctor's. And she thought she would be done in time to get the get on with us, but she was unable to do that. There's still, I think Pam makes that decision to go UC. So we'll just make sure, maybe Lisa, you can text her and say that, you know, we need 107 to be UC approved.
Absolutely.
So this is Krista. So just to be clear, if this prerequisite goes in effect as of the fall, this fall, any student that's taken Bio 100 will be allowed to register this fall in the Biology 211, correct?
Yes.
Say it again, Lisa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what the counselors then would be, the problem is that students that are starting to register are going to register for Biology 100 in order to prep for taking Biology 201 in the spring, and they're not going to be able to get in because they took the wrong biology. Is that what Jackie's saying?
Correct.
Well, the message,
she doesn't have, she doesn't have time to get them to take the correct biology is what she's saying.
Alisa, are you, is your department adding extra 107s for the fall?
Yes.
Okay, and are you offering less 100s?
Yes.
So the students are going to probably find themselves looking for a class anyways. So I think we'll be able to save some of them by diverting them over to 107.
Yes.
Well, is there any way that the instructors that are teaching the 100 class can let students know that have registered for them that if they're trying to get into Biology 211, they need to take Biology 107?
Well, the ones that are taking 100 right now, Krista, don't have to.
No. I'm talking about for the fall, the ones that register for the fall.
Well, go ahead, Lisa.
I was going to say, I've already been in contact with Robert Sewell also to try to get the message out to students and to put things up within the department or wherever is needed so that students can understand the changes that are being made as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Any other comments? No, I
hear Jackie's concern in not having enough time to get some students the information. But I think if we do everything before the courses start in the fall to get that information out to those Biology 100 students, that if they're trying to get into 211, they really need to be taking 107, then I think those students will make those choices at that point.
Yeah, and as long as they have enough 107s to change them all over, we're good. So I think.
It's just so hard because registration is so early.
Yeah. Any other comments?
No, this is Sandy. I agree with what Krista is talking about. If there's a proactivity and then working through this, then I think it will be done, because just like Scott said, if we waited, then, you know, it's just going to be another year. So I would say, I know it's going to be a lot of work on the counselors, but I think that we have to start somewhere.
Okay. Anything else?
This is Patty. I agree with Lisa.
Anybody else? Okay, hearing no other comments, all in favor of approving the prerequisite, please type yes. And those that are opposed, please put no and opposed. Okay, I'm seeing two no's, one from Jackie and one from Joe Pelton. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so the 6.3 does in fact pass. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we're moving on to 6.4, Fire 59. Can I get a motion, please? Krista, motion. Lisa, second.
Typos.
Any discussion on Fire 59? Hearing none, all in favor, please type yes. Any opposed? Please type no. Okay. Thank you very much. 6.5, Fire 61L. Can I get a motion, please? Richard as the first. And Lisa Harvey as the second. Discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor, please type yes. Any opposed, please type no. Okay. 6.6, Kinesiology 101. Can I get a motion? Krista and Scott. Discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of approving, please type yes. Any opposed? Thank you very much. 6.7, Kinesiology 161, Bodybuilding and Conditioning, please motion. Can I get a motion? Scott has the first, Krista has the second. Discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please type yes. Any opposed, please type no. Okay. 6.8, Math 049. It's a non-credit. Can I get a motion? Patty, let's see. Who will go? Lisa and Patty. Discussion? Okay. Just to bring your attention to the agenda, it says unit value. So remember, if you remember when I was giving you the training on what to do in CurriculumNet, for total units you put in zero, but to get the hours you want, you have to put in units in the lecture part. So that's what he was, one of the things he was correcting. So just to clarify. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please type yes. Any opposed, please type no. Okay. So for curriculum training, I postponed it because I wasn't sure how to do this. So now that we've survived one meeting, I'll see, it is a PowerPoint, which I believe that I have figured out how to do. So I'll try and get in a training for our next meeting because it sounds like we're going to go online for the rest of the semester. Okay, so with that, this meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Bye. Hi, thank you.
Later. Miss you.
Hi, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Debbie, you might have to print the chat.
What?
I said you might have to, like, oh my gosh, it's snowing.
Patty,
oh.
In your office?
What?
Is that your school office you're in?
I am.
Shame on you. You should be home, young lady.
Where?
You guys take care of yourselves.
You too.
Okay, bye.
You too. Take care of those piggies. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Reba, what did you tell me?
You might have to save the chat. I was trying to save it. And
okay, I'll save it. I can save it. Let's see.
I think because you somehow were made the host. You have to save it.
I'll type. Okay. So let me take. Put it on. Yay, yay, yay. desktop so I can find it.
Yeah, I'm okay. I might have it. It looks like I might have it. I would. You could save it too. That way.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it saved too.
So it's all there.
You do too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What kind of file type do we save it at? Mine's not even giving me.
Mine's a note. See how mine, look at my screen. It's saved as a notepad.
Oh.
So I, and it.
Mine's saying the file can't even be found.
Yeah, yeah, how to save it. I think I'm going to be good. I think I have it here. My documents. Zoom.
Yeah, mine won't let me pick a file type.
Yeah. So mine's there. I have it. So, okay. Sometimes if you just hit save, it's saved in my Zoom file. See how it says Zoom right there? So when I saved it and I went into my Zoom file and I went into today's meeting, because that's what it is, meeting save chat.
Okay. Yeah, you should have 3/26 meeting though, because otherwise they're going to all say that. Now, how do we, where's the video? I mean, the recording.
So now you need to, I think you'll get an email to you. I think that's what I got.
So I hit stop recording?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right now then. It says, do you want to stop cloud recording? I'm saying.